It is Today FM. That's a brand new single from the Blizzards. It's called Pound the Pavement. It is out today. Get up, get download and support Irish music. It is savage. Now, a big year for the Blizzards last year with the release of Last Great Algorithm and, of course, Behind the Music, the infamous mockumentary. On the line, I have got Louise and Brezzy from the Blizzards. How are you getting on?
Hi.
How are you getting on?
It is good to talk to you guys. Congratulations. This is a brilliant single and it's quite relevant to what's going on in the country right now, because this single itself is all about taking control back and determination and that message of hope and grit, and there's something beyond it. Tell me about the song.
You know, when you're putting a release of a single, you think your release date like three, four months down the line. We didn't really expect a pandemic when we were releasing the song, to be perfectly honest, but it just happens to be a song I think that maybe resonate with people at the moment, and it's quite a personal track, but it's about taking control back when you thought you'd lost it. And getting that control back again and kind of not underestimating how tough we really are.
Now, Louise, a lot of people don't know this about you, but you're a psychologist. And in the current climate and the way things are, it can be hard for bands, particularly when they're releasing singles, but also knowing that they're not going to have more live shows anytime soon. Now, you have been involved in the Where Is My Mind podcast with Brezzy, but obviously you've probably seen a lot of anxiety at this time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's huge. But I think that's kind of related to what Brezzy was saying as well. I think, you know, obviously a pandemic manifests and anxiety manifests in people. So like it's so prevalent right now. But in relation to the song, like anxiety arises out of the feeling of the need to control things that we can't control. That actually perpetuates that anxiety. So identifying what you can control, and like obviously in Brezzy's case with that song, it was running, it was keeping going till his, you know, he kind of connected with himself after a marathon. But you know, for yourself, it's what's in your life that you can control, because we need to identify the fact that we need to almost laugh and, you know, have gallows humor at the fact that we cannot, you know, we there's nothing to some extent that we can do about this, but what can we do about it? And we know what that is, and it's stay home, and it's do all the things that we're guided to do. And if we can do the things that we have control over in our lives, that can lessen that anxiety.
Whenever I would see you guys, I would hug every one of you in the band, Declan, Justin, yourself, and Brez, and I'd say, how are you getting on? Are you well? But I know I'm kind of, you know, it's so strange to actually talk to you in these circumstances, because yeah. I would have you in the studio right here, and that's why we're doing the isolation session. I just feel weird about it. I'm kind of wondering, when I do see you again, will I get to kind of, you know, shake your hand and say, how are you getting on? And great job and fabulous singing. It could be a while.
I know, because it's really, like, this is something I was saying as well. Like, it's the amount that we take for granted about how being tactile with each other, you know, or even being close to each other, that we can, you know, pick up each other's energy, is so much a part of communication. It's so much a part of the feeling of being with somebody, is that closeness. So it's that, like, I've noticed it now, you know, even before this, things got too intense, when you were kind of keeping distance, but you were still sort of seeing people, it still felt like not so satisfying. So I think we have a little bit of work to do to kind of get over the fear of being, you know, of contamination, really, so that we can connect meaningfully again.
One of the things that I like that you guys have been doing, and it's pretty impressive, I know you do it every night at 9 o'clock, you do the Instagram Live, and this kind of resonates with your Where's My Mind podcast, because I've watched you and you've been telling people, like, you know, here's ways to keep yourself busy, here's things you can do. And as a band, I think I admire that, because you guys do take the time out to chat to your fans and your listeners. You might be the only bit of company that person has when you're on there.
There's an awful lot in this situation you have literally no control over, but there is an awful lot that you do. And that's what we're trying to do with the podcast, and what I'm trying to do at 9 o'clock each evening, and say, listen, guys, there is an element of control here that you can adapt. You always have this assumption, because I suppose myself and Louise have studied the area for so long, that you think everybody understands it. But a lot of people, you're giving them very simple things. They're going, oh my God, I never thought of that. And it really helps them. But also what it does is, it is trying to empower people to realise that we're all feeling this. This isn't just you isolated on your own feeling anxious and feeling completely isolated. We're all feeling it. There's not one message coming through that is not somebody going, yeah, I'm really overwhelmed. I went, so am I. And it's you know, this is a completely uncertain, strange situation we're all in.
You adapt to survive. That's what it is. It's as simple as that. No matter what you are in, what situation, we've seen it with World War, we've seen it with the famine, people adapt to survive. And that's what's happened here. When it comes around to the right time, when you guys are back in the road doing live shows, along with all the other Irish acts, people need to go out and pay this forward and kind of go, well, look, they were there when I needed them. Let's go and support Irish. Let's go see the Irish acts. They were there, they did these gigs. And I think that's how the industry will survive.
That's the only way it's going to survive. And that's the reality. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about every act, whether you're going to a pub on a Friday night to listen to a guy do some covers. It doesn't matter. We need to support live music, every aspect, every layer, because like the music industry has been hit a lot. Like it's been hit, like when the internet came on, it decimated the industry, but it adapted, it found a way around and it started to thrive again. This is going to decimate the industry, and not just musicians, but the people that work production, the agents, the managers. The music industry is incredibly layered and tiered, and everyone has a job to do in there. And it's people who love music just often think it just falls out of the speakers, but there's months and months and months and years of work that goes behind everything, and every individual is going to need to, I think the big thing for me when this is all over is that we have to figure out a way of creating a peer support network where we're actually turning to our peers and we're going, right, well, what can we do to help you? How can we help each other? And it will happen, and we will adapt to that, and we will get there. But at this point in time, the industry, like every other industry, is in an absolute hole at the moment, and it will get out of it. But it's going to take people going to live shows. That is literally the best way to support artists.
Well, I actually think that is the best message that we can put out there at this moment in time. The brand new single is called Pound the Pavement. Essentially, that is where we're at. It is a story of hope, great determination, and you will get to the final destination. You're going to do a cover for us now as well. This was recorded in Camden Recording Studio. Brez, would you like to introduce it?
A song called The Middle by Zed and Maren Morris, an absolute belter.
Sat on the stairs, still lean. The cabinets are bare, and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess, got so aggressive. And I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? Losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? Take a step back for a minute into the kitchen. Taps are still running, dishes are broken. How did we get into this mess? Got so aggressive. And I know we had all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Baby,